Sechtes Avedizor, Daf Yud Aleph, the top line in Daf Yud Aleph from Yud Aleph, and the Gemara begins, Unklus Baklinimus, Gayer, that Unklimus, the son of Klinimus, was Megayer, and Shoda Kesa Gundadur Amoy Basrei, and the Caesar sent a troop of Romans after him. However, Mashchina Bekroi, Unklus started speaking to them and learning, and a Gayer, and they were convinced, and they also became Gayerin, Hada Shoda Gundadur Amoy Achrina Basrei. So once again, the Caesar sent another group of soldiers in order to bring Unklus and to get him to come back to their side. And Amaluhu and the Caesar directed the soldiers, that you shouldn't say anything to Unklus. However, ki have a shaklu va'azlu, when they were taking Unklus, Amaluhu, he said to them, Amaluhu milso ba'alma, I will tell you something that's not relevant to Torah. And he asked them the following, as the viewer nokad nur kame pefura, and pefura le duchsa, duchsa le hegmaina, hegmaina le kaima, and kaima mi nokad nur me kame inchi. And Rashi explains, kula mini strorahain zela mailam izeh, that all of these are positions of power. And each one is a higher position than next until we get to the last one of Kaima, which refers to the king. Unklus stated that we definitely know that the Nefura will hold a torch in front of the Papura, and the Papura will hold a torch in front of the Duchsa or Duke, and the Duchsa or the Duke will hold a torch for the governor, and the governor will hold a torch for the king. He asked them, would the king hold a torch for regular people and for anyone else? And Amalei Loi, and he responded that certainly the king would not hold a torch for anyone else, as he would not be Meshamish or regular people. And based on this, so Amaluhu, so Unklus said to them, Ba'akash Baruch Hu Nokad Nur Kamei Yisrael, and even so, Ba'akash Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, actually holds a torch in front of Klal Yisrael, and he assists Klal Yisrael. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Bishach states, Ba'ashem Hoyach Lufneim Yoyim Ba'amin Onon Nadchoysim Aderech V'laylu Ba'amin Eish Lahar Lehem Lelechis Yoyim V'layla. And since they saw how concerned Ba'akash Baruch Hu is, even with the Hamayin Am, so Yigai Yekulu, they all became Geirim, and Hodesh Shad Gunda Achina Ba'ashem. Once again, the Caesar sent another group of soldiers to go after Unklus and Amaluhu, and he said to the soldiers, Lo tishto mi debadei, you shouldn't discuss anything with Unklus, and even something which is not divrei Torah. What you could explain that he said to him that you shouldn't initiate any conversation with Unklus. However, ki nokat lei va'azli, when they were taking Unklus out, chazu mezuzo de mancha apisra, so Unklus saw a mezuzo that was on a doorpost, and oisiv yodei Allah, and he placed his hand onto mezuzo, but Amaluhu, and he asked the soldiers, my high, that what is this? And Amulei, and they responded to Unklus, Amulon At, that you should tell us what it is, as we don't know what it is. And in place of this shakal v'tayir, some agurus achich, that Unklus laughed, and Amulei, Amaika Mechayach, and the soldiers asked him, why are you laughing? And Amaluhu, so Unklus responded, Min dam that the minig of the world is that Melch Basav Dam sits inside his palace, and his servants guard him from outside. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts exactly the opposite, and his servants sit in their house, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits outside, and he guards and protects Klal Yisrael from outside. Shineman, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Hashem Yishmot Seischo Ve'echo Me'ata Ba'ad Olam, and once again in Gaya, so these soldiers also became Gerim, and Sulei Shoda Basrei, and then the Caesar didn't try any longer, and he didn't send any more soldiers to Unklus. And the Gemara continues that we were discussing the story about Rebbe and Antoninus. The Gemara begins with the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos, where Rivka was expecting twins, and she didn't realize that she was expecting twins, and she had pain, and she went to the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. The Pasuk tells us by Yoyim Hashem La, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her through his Navi Shem, that Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, Ushnei Le'umim Ma'ayich Yiparedu, Lo'im Lo'im Yamatz, V'Rav Yavai Tzoyer. And the Ksiv of this Pasuk is Gimel Yud Yud Mem, which would generally be read as Geyim, which refers to those that are proud. Therefore, Amar Yudam Rav, Al Tikri Goyim El Geyim, that even though the Kri is Goyim, but we should read it as if it says Geyim, and Zeh Antoninus Rebbe, and the Pasuk is referring to Antoninus and Rebbe that lived in the same generation, Shalei Paskum Al Shulchanam, Leit Chazeres, Leit Kishus, Leit Stein, that lettuce, cucumbers, and radish were always found on a table, and never ceased to be on the table, Leit Bi Meisach Hamav, Leit Bi Meisach Shamim, neither during the summer or the winter. We know that these vegetables are good for a person, as the Amamar, as we learned, Snoi Mechatech Eichol, Chazerech Mahapich Meichol, and Kishus Machu Me'ayim, and radishes cut food, and the lettuce turns the food over, and this way it makes it easier to digest. As we will see, the small cucumbers are mach of a person's stomach, and it makes it easier to digest food, and these foods are healthy for a person. However, regarding kishus, the Gemara is v'atanesh v'yir v'shmal, but we learned in the Braisa in the Yeshiva v'shmal, lom menukun shmal kishuin, that why a cucumber is called kishuin, p'nei shekashin l'gufi shel adam kacharavais, cucumbers are bad for a person, and they're just like swords that are sticking into a person. The Gemara explains. explains Lekasha Haburavri Habizatri that the Tanna of Shmuel is speaking about larger cucumbers and those are not good for a person. However, when we stated that Kishas is Macher Me'ayim and that are good for a person, that is referring to small cucumbers. And our Gemara stated that was a Maila that Rebbe and Taninas both had snoin during the summer as well as during the winter. And I am Taptaisis who asked that the Gemara Mesachs Erevin states that Nirish snoin Nirish Sam Chayim, and the Gemara asked about Tanya Nirish Sam Mavis, and the Gemara answers Lekasha, Kambi Meisachama, Kambi Meisach Shamim, and therefore we see that radish is not always good for a person, and sometimes it's Sam Mavis. And Taisis answers Yesh Leimin, the Mayri Hocha, Beishu Sam Chayim, that Inachinami, when Rebbe Antoninus had radishes, it was during a good time, and not necessarily both during the summer and during the winter. However, Taisis continues, Voidi Shvarim de Garsi Hosam, Kanba Alan Kambi Meis, that there are Svarim that goes over there, that is the difference between the leaves or the bulb of the radish, as she Mois Him Leilun Chayim, Vahachinami Ayabi Mois, and over here we're referring to the actual radish itself, and the actual radish is good for a person both during the winter and during the summer. And Taiz continues that even though at the end of Masechtas Ksubis, when the Gemara tells us a story that when Rabbi was about to die, he stated that Leinenim and Oilum Afilu Be'etzbektana. So Taiz explains Mikol Mokim Eichlu Shulchanai Hay Rabim, that certainly Rabbi did not have ana. Rabbi had many people that would eat at his table, and he made sure to serve them all these delicacies. And some explain that the mitzvah of having these vegetables the entire year is since in those times there was no refrigeration, therefore it was a chiddush. Certainly it was very expensive to have these items the entire year. However, in the next taisis, the Maschah Shalai Paschum Shulchan Mitznayin, as he states, Ein Zer Revusa, Ela Shai Marbin Suda Shulchanam, Shai Tzrichan L'chatech L'hapich Michael, U'l'hachar B'nei Ma'ayim, and the main point of the Gemara is that they had such a large Suda that they had to make sure that they always had these vegetables in order to make sure that people were able to digest that food properly. And I the Maril that we see from our Gemara that when someone's about to leave their home and they're going to travel, that they should place their hand on the mezuzah, they should say Bishimcha Tala Tala, and he explains Ki Tal Bigmatcha Kuzai Vuhu Hashem Shekosav Al Mezuzah Mechutz Keneged Shem Abba Oisiyos. This corresponds to Yud Kei Vav Kei Ki Yud Oisiy Shnius Achi Oisiyos the Shem Abba Ba'Alpha Beisa, as the letters Chav Vav Zayin Vav follow the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Aleph Beis. And he also states Bechol Eish Kshiyetsa Adam and Pesach Beisa Yenich Yod Al Mezuzah V'Yoyim Hashem Shomri Hashem Tzili Al Yad Yemini. And finally, Rashi states Antoninus for Rebbe Zeba Me'Esav Zeba Me'Yakov. Antoninus was a descendant of Esav, and Rebbe was a descendant of Yaakov. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated Ve'ilu Eidein Shalev Dechavim, and one of them was Yoyim Aleda, the birthday of the king. And the Mishnah then brought a Machlekes B'Degei Yoyim Amisa, as Ramea holds Yoyim Amisa, that the anniversary of the death of the previous king would be celebrated as a Chagah. And the Mishnah continued V'Chamayim Argument Ramea, and they hold Kol Misa Sheish Basreifa Yesh Bavitz Chavim, that if at the time of the death of the king they burnt all the king's possessions, then that was considered a Chagah for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, all the Surim of the first Mishnah of our Masechta would apply. However, She'im Basreifa Im Bavitz Chavim, but if they didn't burn the king's possessions, then that would show that it was not a major holiday and was not considered a Chagah for Avodah Chavim, and therefore the Surim of our Mishnah would not apply. Our Gemara begins as Medayik Mechlad Ramea Sava Leishna Misa Sheish Basreifa V'Leishna Misa She'im Basreifa Palchi Bala Avodah Chavim. That didn't make a difference if when the king died they burnt his possessions, or if when he died they didn't burn his possessions. In all cases during the lifetime of this king's son, they would make a chagah on the anniversary of the date of the death of this king or the emperor, and they would serve the Avodah Zarah and Alma Sreifa Lav Chuki. Therefore we see that Lefira Meir, the burning of the king's possession, was not necessarily a way that they would serve the Avodah Zarah, and it was only done as a way to honor the prior king. And if they wanted to show honor to the prior king, then they would burn his possessions, and if they didn't want to show honor to that previous king, then they would not burn his clothing and they would not burn his possessions. And therefore, Mechlad Rabbanan Savri Sreifa Chuki, and it must be that since Rabbanan Mechalik between a king that they burnt his possessions and a king that did not burn his possession, is because Rabbanan hold that the burning of the possessions of the king was actually a ritual that was done in order to serve the Avodah Zarah, and therefore if they would actually burn the king's possessions, it would show that this Chagah was actually a Chagah for Avodah Zarah, and therefore every single anniversary was celebrated as a Chagah for Avodah Zarah. And if they didn't burn the possessions of the king, then they didn't serve the Avodah Zarah on that day. Therefore, even the future anniversaries was not considered a Chagah for Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara is that if you're going to tell me that the actual burning of the king's possession is considered a ritual that was done for Avodah Zarah, but if so, we should not be able to do it for Jewish kings. And Vatanya, we learned to the Brisa, but he gave Malchi Yisrael that Sarfon al-Malachim v'loy midakei amari, that we are allowed to burn the possessions of Malchus Yisrael, it's not considered a minig and dakir emiri. Otherwise, it would be usher, as certainly you can't do something which is a minig of the emirim. And as the pasuk in Mishpatim states, loy sasek maseim. The Gemara continues and asks, v'ichukehi l'chayu. If you're telling me that l'fi rabbanon, this is considered a way to actually serve avodah zara, so a non heches afinon. So how would we be allowed to burn the possessions of a king? As l'chayu, it is even worse than following the minhagim of goyim, as this is actually doing something which was done for avodah zara. And v'aksiv, and the pasuk tells us in Pashas Achri Mois that k'maisa eretz Mitzrayim eshei shaptim bo leisasu k'maisa eretz Kanaan hashani maybe eschem shom leisasu uvechukusayim leiselechu. And as Tezis points out, that even though we will see in the Gemara that the pasuk actually tells us that they used to burn the possessions of the Malchus Yisrael, however yesh leesa kivin shlehem uchoyk lavidis gechavim, because of this question the Gemara continues al the kuli amos shreifu lav chuki. Certainly both Rameya and even the Chacham agree when the goyim burned the possessions of a king, it wasn't a way that they would serve the avodah zara, and it was only showing the chashivas for the king. The Gemara explains, and the basis for the machleket between Ramei and the Chacham is as follows: as Ramei sav leishna misa sheish basreifa, leishna misa sheim basreifa, palchi b'la'avidis kechavim. That doesn't make a difference if they actually burnt their possessions in order to show covet for the king, or if they didn't even burn his possessions. Then in all cases, as long as they make a chaga on the anniversary of the king, certainly they would still bow down to avodah zara, and they would still serve the avodah zara, and therefore it was considered yom ha'ed. The Yisurim of the Mishnah always applies. However, Rabbanan Savri, Misa Sheish Besreifa Chashivu Lehu Palchi Ba, V'Sheim Besreifa Le Chashivu Le Palchi Ba, that the Chacham hold that if after the death of the prior king or the prior emperor they burnt his possessions, then that showed that he was Chashiv, and therefore on the anniversary of the death, when they made a Chagah, they would actually serve the Avodah Zarah. However, if they didn't burn the king's possessions at the time that he died, even if they make some sort of celebration on the anniversary of the king's death, but they would not serve Avodah Zarah on that day, and therefore was not considered a Yom Ha'ed. I entices that he's also bothered that L'chayra, since the Goyim would burn the possessions of the king, so L'chayra it is Daki Amiri. If so, how could we burn the possessions of a Jewish king, and how could we follow the customs of the Goyim? And Tezis brings from the read the Trei Gavni Chuka Havu, Echad Sh'oisin L'Shem Choyka L'Avodah Zarah, and one that they're doing it in order to serve the Avodah Zarah. And certainly in that case, even if we see that there's a Pasuk in the Torah that teaches us that we could also do this, however, L'maisa, we still won't do this. And Be'echad Sh'oisin L'Shem Das Hevel V'Shtosh L'Hem, and one is that they're doing it for their own purposes and not L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Certainly, since we've seen a Pasuk that they used to burn the possessions of Jewish kings, therefore, certainly that would not be considered that we're following their chukim and we're following their customs. And I entice this on the second of the wide lines, Aval Vadai Eloi Havaksiva Bidereisa, and Loi Hoyolanu Lisnaig Ap Minhogon Ayin Shem. And based on Taisis, it makes sense as to what the Gemara will now say, as the Gemara continues, Gufa, that we previously learned in the Braisa, Sarfan Al Malachim Ve'imai Bishum Dakai Mari. And Taisis points out that really this should be a problem of following the Goyim, as Lemaisa this was a minig that they did. However, the Braisa continues that the reason why it's not a problem of following Chukas HaGoyim is because it's Ksiva Baraisa, and we see Mefurish in the Torah that Klai Yisrael would burn the possessions of Malchus Yisrael. Sheneman, as the Pasuk states in Yirmiyah, that Yirmiyah told Tzidkiyo HaMelech that B'Shalom Thomas of Misufay Savisecha Malachim Yushayinim Asheru Yilofarecha Kein Yisufu Lach V'Hoy Odon Yisputu Lach Ki Dova Ani Debati Um Hashem. Therefore we see there was already a prior minig of Klai Yisrael to burn the possessions of Malchus Yisrael. The Braisa continues to Hashem Shesarfan Al Malachim, that just like we burn the possessions of the kings, Kach Sarfan Al Nasiim, so they would also burn the possessions of the Nasiim, and Umahim Sarfan Aleim, and what would they burn that belonged to the kings and to the Nasiim, Mitosan, their beds, Ukli Tashmishon, and any Kalim that they were Mishtamish with. The Braisa continues, Umaisa Shemes Rab Gamliel Azokin, and Summon Agurus Rab Gamliel Azokin, but it was Umaisa that Rab Gamliel died, Visarf Love, Uncle Sager, Shivim Monatsuri, and Uncle Sager burned 70 Monatsuri that belonged to Rab Gamliel. And right now, the Gemara's Hadmin is that he actually burnt money of Rab Gamliel, and Ayin Rashi do Maskal Shivim Monatsuri, Mashma Kesef Saraf, and it's Mashma that he burnt the actual Kesef, and Tsuri Mishkal Shaltsura, Vu Chafe Slayim, Vasel Dal Dinarin, Vadinu Mishkal Zov, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara is, for Amrit, Mayin Sarfanleim, Mitosin Kletashmishon, money is not considered Kletashmishon, and why would Unklis have burnt this? You can't explain that he was Machmer, as certainly that would be a Chumrah, Sha'asal de Kula. Ultimately, you can't just burn money for no reason, as that would be an Issa about Tashchis. Therefore, the Gemara explains that in Chanami, Unklus did not burn the actual money. Emo b'shivim manatsuri, Unklus burned the possessions of a Gamliel that was worth 70 mana of Tsuri. And the Gemara asks, that you're telling me that that all that we burn is mitasan and klei tashmishan. But v'tanya, we learned in the brayso oikun al malachim ve'im bay b'shum da'ke amari. When the nasi or the king would die, they would disable their horse and they would cut the tendon of the horse above its ankle and above its hoof, and there was no issue of da'ke amari. Gemara answers amra papa susharach of love, that is not referring to all of the horses of the king that was in his stables, but it's referring to actual horse that he would ride on, and therefore it's included in the brayso when the brayso stated that we burn klei tashmishan. Gemara continues and is behemu tayir loy, that's mashed from this brayso that they would only cut the tendon of a horse which was a behemu tmeya, and it's mashma that they would not cut the tendons of an animal that belonged to the king which was a behemu tayira. And the Gemara is vatanya, but we learned in the brayso ikashish betrefa asa v'she'im betrefa muta, when we stated that when a king dies that we cut the tendon of his animal, that when you're actually cutting this tendon, that you have to make sure that you're cutting it in a place that doesn't become a trefa, as if you'll cut it in a place that will become a trefa, that will be usar. And as Rashi explains, that the reason why it's usar to do so is afal pish in sefer lihanis memena, that even though certainly, even if we shech this animal and it will be a kosher shchita, we still would not be able to have enough in this animal since it previously belonged to a melech, and therefore by making it a trefa, you're not actually causing any loss. However, Zok Rashi, that even so, usar ligrim will behima trefa to yadayim, that there's still an issa for someone to cause a behemoth to become a trefa. The Bryce explains, ve'ezeru ikos she'im b'trefa, and what is considered a way to uproot an animal, not cause it to become a trefa. And we continue on daf yud alham beis, hamenasha patsusel min akuvim elamata, that is when someone cuts the tendon of an animal, an area that is below its ankle, and not above that, as if its tendon is cut above that, then it would be considered a trefa, and it would eventually die. When ma'isa, the din of trefa is only relevant to behemoth tayra, and is not relevant to a sus, therefore it seems that this din doesn't only apply to a sus, but it would also destroy other animals of the king and even behemoth hayres. And the Gemara explains, Tegra Papa, Be'egla, Meshechas Bekarin, that Enechanami was still talking about an animal that the king would use. Not only would a king use a horse for his own personal use, but there were times that a king would be pulled in a wagon by a calf, and that calf would also be considered the king's personal animal and would be considered Kli Tashmishan, and therefore when the king died, they would make sure to cut the animal's tendon as well. Before we continue, let us see Taisa's Diva Maschal Ikrun al Malachim, and Taisa's bothered by Maitle Parch, by Ikatsa Bal Chaim, Kid Parch Lakamon, and as we'll see in Dafid Gimel Min Aleph, the Gemara will ask that Lacharit is a problem with Tzabal Chaim, and if so, how would it be Ikrun al Malachim? And Taisa points out that even though every time you ruin an animal, Lacharit should be a problem about Tashchis, but Zok Taisa's, the Bishleim Mashim Bal Tashchis Leka, the Kimel Kvayd Shalom Melech Isenkain, in Kanashchasa, that's not considered Bal Tashchis, as it's being done for a purpose, but certainly this should not be a heta to cause Tzabal Bal Chaim. And Taisa answers, Vish Lema, the Shani Kvayd Melech should cover the Chol Yisrael, the Osi Kvayd Rabim, the Dochi Tzabal Bal Chaim. Even though the Gemara and Dafyu Gimel Min Aleph, the Gemara will ask that there's a problem with Tzabal Bal Chaim. However, summing in, Avahasa Mishum Knasa, less than the Mitchay Tzabal Bal Chaim, Ayin Shom. Keep in mind that when we explain the Gemara, we explain our Gemara based on Rashi, that when our Gemara stated that Ikashish Betrefa is Asa, Rashi explains that it's Asa Ligrid Blum Behema Trefas Biadayim, and Ayin Abam Tesis, who learns our Gemara differently, and Ayin Ritva, who points out, Ikashish Betrefa Asa, Efshe Taim Mishum David Sabal Chayim Tvei, Shaikra Bemakim Shaisa Isa Trefa, and Ritva also states that the reason why Ikashish Betrefa is Asa is Mishum Bal Tashris, the Afa Gavdu Bestrefa Klei Tashmisha, Lekha Mishum Bal Tashris, Kibin Shum Kvaydehu, as Tesis explained, but Shani Hacha, Shein Zetashmish Choshur Kolkach, El Ketashmish the Tashmish, and Vilafikach, Dayenu Lemana, Moisa Tashmish, and Mikol Malacha, Veloila Isu Bano Vachila, Masha Inkam Bekli Tashmishai, Vesushurich Lov, the Mindlu Mikolana, Ayin Shum. Finally, Ayin Ritva, at the beginning of a Gemara, that the Gemara explained the Shita Ramea based on a Diak from the words of the Chachamim, and the Ritva is bothered that Lachari, we could have just learned this directly from the words of Ramea, and Zakhtar Ritva, Olahachamina Michlal, the Imer Ramea Gufe, Lake Lamekdo Chachi, the Dilma Lishna Klila Nakat, the Dilma Taima Diyama Misa Asa, Haina Lafisha Isam Bela Oilam Sreifa, the Edom Human Astam, Hilchim and Rabbanon Hudu Shamisle, and it's only based on a Diak from the Rabbanon that we are able to understand the actual Shita of Ramea. And our Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah of Chesim and Aleph, and the Mishnah stated, Alva Yom Tiglacha Zekanai Ublai Risai, some are only Guris, Yom Tiglacha Zekanai Ublai Risai, and since these are personal holidays, so the Mishnah stated, Eni Asa Alo Isai Yom, but Isai Ishbil Vad. And when we learned our Mishnah, we already explained that Blai Risai refers either to a ponytail, or as the Rambam and Pirish Mishnais explains, an area on top of the head that they would leave and they would not cut. And our Gemara begins, Ibailu, we had the following asking Shagla as Hechitani, as what is Pshat on Mishnah, as does our Mishnah mean, Yom Teglach Zekonoi Vanachs Bolirisai, and this refers to one day, and that was the day that they shaved their beard, and at the same time they left their ponytail for Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi explains, Yom Shemagalech Sa Zekonoi Umaneach Bolirisai Meachuria Erev Lashem Avodah Zekichavim, and the Gemara has another tzad, Oidilma, Yom Teglach Zekonoi Vavaris Bolirisai, that they're actually two separate days, and it was the day that they shaved their beard, and on that day, certainly he did not cut his ponytail, and he left that to grow. That was one holiday. Then there was another chagah on the day that they would shave their ponytail, and as Rashi explains, that they would shave their ponytail every single year, and that was a separate holiday. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, and I'll bring you Raya, the Tanya Tavayu, as since we will see that we have two separate brisos that speak about both of these holidays, and the first brisa teaches us, Yom Teglach HaZekonoi V'Anachas Bolirisai, only refers to the holiday where they cut their beard and they didn't cut their ponytail, and it's mashmur that the day that they cut their ponytail was not considered a chagah. And then we have another brisa that brings both holidays, as the brisa states that there's a holiday on Yom Teglach HaZekonoi on the day that they shaved their beard and they left their ponytail, and then there was another chagah on the day that there was Avaris Bolirisai where they removed their ponytail. And because we have these two brisas, therefore we don't have a raya as to the exact pshat in our Mishnah. Ayin Rashi, that these are both brisas, V'lav Gabi Adadi Tanya Lhu, these brisas are not recorded in the same place, and these are actually two separate brisas. However, Ayin Tes Ridu states, nearly the Chodim Asisihi, that is actually one brisa, Upashtinu Minod, B'tavahu Palchi, and we actually bring you a raya from here, that they would actually bow down to Avodah Zarah, and they would serve the Avodah Zarah on both these days, V'haydi Tanya Teglach Zekonoi, Trei Zimni, Mishum Dehochi Avinoigin, as this was their minig, as at the time that they left their ponytail, they would shave their beard, and they would also shave the beard at the time that they would cut their ponytail. And as he states, Megalchin Zekonon Vaseir Shabration Chutz Mimasha Chiriyah Erif Shemenichin L'Shem Avodah Zarah, Old Kuvas Hashanah Megalchin Zekonon Umavirin Gam Oisib Leirius L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and Uvetavayu Palchi Uvetavayu Ikad Daklach Zekonoi. In Tap Tesis, that seems to learn exactly like the Tesis read. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda told us the name of Shmuel, Oida Cheresh Deishlam Bereimi, that aside from those chagas that we mentioned on Mishnah, was another chagah that was observed in Rome, Achas L'Shivim Shonim Avin Adim Shalim, and once every 70 years they would bring a person that did not have a mum. This person was a remez to Esav, Umakivin Esav Adam Chigar. Then they would place this person on the shoulders of a person who was lame, and as Rashi states, Adam Chigar Keneged Yaakov Tzalei Al Yerechai, and this was Keneged Yaakov, who after he fought with the Sari Shel Esav was limping, and claim as if to say, Adayin Esav Sheilot Al Yaakov, Malbishin Esav Big Day Adam Rishon, and they would dress the person that was Keneged Esav, the garments of Adam Rishon, and as Rashi states, Vehim Big Day Chamuda Shohei La Esav, and Umenichon Le Bereshoi Kakif Le Shel Rabbi Shmuel, and they would also place a mask that was made from the face of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Gemara Mesechus Brachas teaches us, was skinned off the face of Rabbi Shmuel. They would place it on the face of this person that symbolized Esav. As Rashi states, Kakif Le Shel Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, as we learn, Merugim Malchus Haya, Umitech Yofiav Nichtens Belev Bas Kesa, Vefshita Arponav, Vechonta Bar Pasman, and they preserved the Shtemu Kriyemes Belev Yishtana, Vadai Munach begins a Roimi. The Gemara continues, Vital Le Bitsavare, Maskal Rej Zuz of the Pisa, and they hung a necklace around his neck and had a precious stone on it. And this stone weighed 200 Zuz, and as Rashi states, Paz Vu Evin Yakara Admaid, Vedim Matsuba Ilam, and as the Pasuk states in Tehillim, Hanachmadim Mizav Umi Paz Rav, and the Gemara continues, and they would cover the marketplaces and the streets with a very precious stone. And some explain that the Lashon Shvakim refers to a shaykh and refers to his thighs, and they would cover his thighs with a special stone. And then the Romans would call out in front of him that the cheshbon of the ruler referring to Yaakov Avinu is a lie. And as Rashi states, as we see that Klal Yisrael was not redeemed. They would also say that the brother of our master, referring again to Yaakov, who is the brother of Esav, is a cheater. And as Rashi states, Achu Shal Adinino Esav Zayfanu, Yaakov Shurim Ala Esav, as Yaakov tricked Esav, V'choshav Lito Bracha Liyas Kavir La'achiv, and he tried to steal the brachas in order to be a ruler over Esav. That did not come true either, as we see that Esav is the leader over Yaakov. They continue, D'chame Chame, D'lei Chame Lei Chame, the one that is here and sees this will see this, but if someone was not here, they would not be able to see this, as this only occurs once every 70 years, and generally a person only lives 70 years. years. Therefore, they were only able to participate in this chagah once in a lifetime, and they continued Maya Hanil Ramar Baramusei Ulzaifana Bezaifnusei. And Lemaisa, we see that even though Yaakov tried to cheat Esav, but it didn't help him. And as Rashi states, Maya Hanil Ramar Yaakov Shurimus Esav Lakachas Bechasai, and finally Messiah Bahochi. They completed the ceremony by stating Vayil Dein Kad Yakum Dein, that woe is to Esav when Yaakov will rise once again. And as the pasuk and Pashas told us states Uloim Meloim Yamatz. And the Gemara continues Amar Rav Ashi Hichshilam Piyam LeRishayim, that the Rishayim's own words made them stumble. As if they would have stated that a cheat is the brother of Esav, then it would actually mean what they said. However, Hashad Amri Achur de Marana Zayfana, you could actually read it as if they stated that Marana Zayfana, that our master referring to Esav, is actually the one that is the cheater. And the Gemara continues that if this is also one of the chagos of the Romans, so my time like a chashvla, so why is it that our Tana did not mention this chaga? And the Gemara explains that our Mishnah only mentions those chagas which occurred every single year, or at least could have occurred every single year. However, the Tana of our Mishnah did not mention any chaga which doesn't occur every year, and this chaga only occurred once every 70 years. In regard to the reason why they made this chaga only once every 70 years, Ayin Tezrid, who points out Pirish Kenega Gals Bavel, and claim out Imrim Shaketz Gulasan Shivim Shonahu, Kemosh Negalim in Bavel, Shmagim Shivim Shonah, Ve'in Negalin, Oysa Yemaid, Ve'oid Mitzapim, Ad Shivim Achirim. That's why they made this Chaga once every 70 years. Ayin Rivet, who points out how terrible our Golos was always, and therefore he states, Afagav, Shabbat Mesenin, Ve'chol Yemay, Yuchel Liris, In Yazah, that even though every single day of the year we're able to see that Edom has complete control over Klal Yisrael, however, Afal Pikain had Dugma Shel Yaakov Atzmai, Shemachni, and the Ravid also states what the Gemara states, as he tried to trick Yitzchak into thinking that he was Esav. When the Gemara states, and Ayin Tesis, who seems to be Gurius, Maskal Zuza Pisa, and Tesis is that we learned in Gemara Mesechus Gittin that train is history Pisa, Nachas La'alma, and Chaburemi, V'chaburim Kula, and there was only a small amount of this Pisa that was found in the entire world, and half of it was in Rome, and half in the rest of the world. As we learned in Besechus Babasro, that Istra is a half a Zuz, and if so, how would they have a full Zuz of Pisa in Rome? And certainly, according to the Geis of Agamara, it's even more schwer, and Zaktasis Venerli, the trained Istri Lavdafka, El Ratzleim Mu'atas, Enechanami, when the Gemara Mesechus Gittin stated that there's only two Istra of Pisa in the world, is Lav Dafka just means that there's a very small amount. And Ayin Taisis Diva Maskel Sach Kiri Plaster, Pirisha Country Shakurin Yaakov Kiri, that Yaakov is the one that's referred to by Kiri, and Taisis bothered as Belayin Hira Shiyukur Yaakov Odin, and since the word Kiri means the master, so it doesn't make sense that the Romans would call Yaakov their master. The Kach Pirisha Rabbeinu Tam, Ze Yitzchak, that this refers to Yitzchak Avinu, Fisha Hayazakanam, Hayanoygen by Kavod, certainly since Yitzchak was the grandfather, therefore the Romans gave honor to Yitzchak, and Taisis explains that they meant to say, Klema, Habracha Shinosan Yitzchak Yaakov, Va'amaloi, and Yitzchak said to Yaakov, Shiavdu Esav Leketze Yamin, that at the end of days, Esav will serve Yaakov, they are false, and Va'afagav, Shigam Hu Oma, Vahoyakashitarid, and although Yitzchak said to Esav, Va'achabachotichia, Vesachicha Tavoid, Vahoyakashitarid, Uprakta Ulam Altsavrecha, however, Mikomokim, Inunetal Akshva Brachais, at this point, Yaakov is not going to receive the Brachais. The Gemara now continues, Hani Duraimoi, all the Chagos that were listed on Mishnah are Roman holidays. Therefore, the Gemara is to the Basoy Mai, and what were the holidays of the Persians? And the Gemara brings a list of four holidays, Mutardi, Vituriski, Muhuranki, Umaharin. And the Gemara states, Hani de Basoy de Raimoi, so now we know the Persian and the Romans holidays and their Chagas, the Bavloy Mai, what about the Babylonian holidays? Once again, the Gemara brings four holidays, Muranki, Vaknise, Bechanune, Ve'esba'ada, and as Rashi explains, Hani de Raimoi, Hani, Meyedein de Masisin, Einasun, Elubne Raimi. In regard to the four Persian holidays, Rashi states, Shemus Yimeyadein Kavuish Yeshlem B'chol Shana, and Rashi says, Ve'esu Ba'ada, Basar Ba'ada, that this actually refers to the 10th day of Adar. The Gemara continues, Amrav Chana Bar Chista Amrav, Va'amri Lo, Amrav Chana Bar Rava Amrav, Chamisha Bote Avidis Kichavim Kavuin Hein, there are five established Bote Avidis Kichavim, and Rashi explains, the Klamon Mepharish Kavuin Kol Shana, that they're established the entire year, Shekol Yubayt Shana, Isna Deim Yom Eid, that every single day is considered like a Chogo, and by Krivin Zvachim, by Assumim Asumatim Leilam, and in those areas it would always be asa to do Masa Matan with Goyim. And the Gemara now lists these five temples as Elohein, based Baal B'Bavel, based Nevoi B'Kursi, Irata Sheba Mapag, Tarifa Sheba Ashkloin, and Nishra Sheba Arabia, and Nishra, which is in Arabia, Kiyas Ravdimi, and Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Haisifa Alein, Yorid Sheba Ein Bechi, and Nidbecha Sheba Akai. He added on that the fear that's in Ein Bechi, and the temple called Nidbecha, which is in Akai, they are also Batei Avdechav and Kavuin, Ikad Amri, and instead of Nidbecha Sheba Akai, is Nidbecha Sheba Akai, and Ravdimi and Adah, Masne Ipcha, and Ravdimi from Adah learned exactly the opposite, that Yorid Sheba Akai, that was the fear that was in Akai, and Nidbecha Sheba Ein Bechi. The Gemara explains, Omali Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chisla, Rav Chisla, so Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chisla asked his father Rav Chisla, my Kavuin Hain, what does it mean that the Kavua? Omali and Rav Chisla responded, Hachi Amma Avua De Imach, that your maternal grandfather explained, that when we stated Kavuin Hain, that Lo'ilam Tadira Kulishata Palchilu, then these temples, there was always a Chaga, they were always sacrificing for the Avodah Zarah, and as we saw that Rashi explained, and therefore, every single day of the year, the Yisurim of our Mishnah would apply. And the Gemara continues that although in the first Mishnah we stated, Lefnei Adei and Shalev Dukham and Shalesh Yomim, that these Yisurim do not only apply to the Chaga itself, but they apply for 3 days prior to the Chaga. However, Omer Shmuel, Bagula Ina Asa, Al Yom Eidim Avad, nowadays the restrictions of our Mishnah are only applicable on the actual day of the Chaga, and not for 3 days prior to the Chaga. As Rashi explains, Bagula Ina Onu Yechilin Laham Medasatzmenu, Melisa Vlitin Yomim, Shabeinayim Onu Yoshvin and Pasasenu Mehem, therefore it would be too difficult to keep this Takanas Chachamim, V'oid Mishim Yura, and also because we fear from the Goyim, certainly the Goyim would not like it if we're not doing business and we're not being part of society for 3 days before every Chaga. And the Gemara now asks, V'yayim Eidim Nami Mi Asar, that is it true that nowadays the actual day of the Chaga is Asar at all? V'harab Yehuda Sharle L'Rabbeinu L'Zabunei Chabra L'Rav Gida L'Zabunei Chitin B'chagsa D'taye, that Rabbi Yehuda allowed Rabbeinu to sell wine to the Goyim, and he allowed Rav Gida to sell wheat to the Goyim, even though it was the actual day of the Chaga. And the Gemara answers, Shani Chagsa D'taye D'Lekaviyah, this Chaga was not considered a major Chaga. They weren't makapid to celebrate it every single year, and therefore the Issava Mishnah doesn't apply at all, and even on the day of the Chaga. Ayin Rashi explains, B'chag Sedetaye, Yoim Lishonim Eskapzin Kol Seichri Eir, Lechav Lishtois V'lochag L'shem Avedis Chavim Plainis, V'kan Koyrin Kapadandria, which they explain as Agudas Achim, as a gathering of brothers. And Rashi continues, D'loi Kaviyah, and Choshla Kolkach, and we will stop over here.